watching Power Hour Nation, wherever you may be, from sea to shining sea, from the shores to the shores beyond, all across this wonderful Eden we call Earth. I'm George Freund, your guest host from Canada. We're glad to have you aboard because, no matter what anyone says, we are the resistance. Prisoners of the New World Order, unite. And one of the best ways you unite, of course, is to come here and seek shelter under the information umbrella that's brought to you by the Power Hour. It's quite the team. We always take the leading edge on many, many facets of stories, which mainstream media concoct in their secret laboratories of mind control. You hear that sound? You hear that sound, son? That's freedom. I love to wake up to the sound of freedom. In the morning, it sounds like victory. And there's no greater victory than cavalry, and there's no greater cavalry than the Power Hour cavalry. We're forming posse, and we're going to a few places, of course. We have to go into the heart of the matrix of the disease as it has been manifested by the forces of darkness and evil. We're going to take a short little snippet of a journey into the scribe's room. In the past, we will make a time travel trip to go back into those cloistered corners where people did translations of holy words. And at the time, perhaps, didn't understand the significance of them fully. We who are at the brink of the dawn of a new world order, a new age, an end of the biological life that God gave us, heading steamrolling into the new age where we may very well be some sort of automaton, it is probably very important to go over those words. Many versions of the Bible were contracted by various monarchs through history. And they were used as a tool to control their people in whatever political divide existed, to have the power of God on their side. And when you look at one translation compared to another translation, especially in timely ones, it makes a very big difference. Because sometimes things are there, and sometimes, like secret documents, they disappear. And that's disturbing, really. Very disturbing. But I learned a long time ago, listening to the Power Hour, a long, long time ago. I can't even remember how long ago that was, but Joyce was talking about a book of the Bible that was taken out of the Bible, and it was only in one text. They didn't have access to or look at some of the other texts. Maybe I'll make a plan of it someday. It was a short little book, but it would be best described as the code of ethics for the church and for priests and pastors. And at the time, there was lots of big scandals with some of the TV pastors getting in a little bit of trouble. And I could see very, very clearly why perhaps that one was taken away, because we don't want the people to start looking for problems in people who are controlling the faith at various levels and degrees. Because at that time, I don't even know if it could be classified as a conspiracy theory that there were certain things going on behind closed doors. But when I read that section online, I was just fascinated. And of course, it opened my mind up to say, what other things have been tampered with, changed, altered, deleted, or manipulated? And then I like looking at some of the scribes in their day and the punishment that you took. People are afraid to go somewhere and not wear a mask, just from a little bit of the peer pressure. Imagine what it was like if you were going to translate the Bible, which you weren't allowed to possess. It was a forbidden book a long, long time ago. Funny how we take things for granted. And when it did start to appear, it was in Latin, a language you didn't understand. And you had to trust someone who read Latin, who was the priest, to be honest with you, to tell you that the contents of this book are what they are, even though there's a clear conflict of interest frequently between churches, religions, and God. It's like they all claim the same, but except for God, he already knows. But the religions and some of the priests can claim certain things, but they may not be exactly on the walk that was intended by the Creator. That's very, very important. So it's not like I was shocked to find words that weren't in most of the translations. Sometimes, just for spite, I go to the Wycliffe Bible, and I like use Bible Gateway, because the Wycliffe version was written in the 1300s, so it's even, you know, a couple hundred years older than other ones that we cherish. And it's not that I was shocked to see these words, because these words envelop us today. They're everywhere. A big, big, big change came over the world. And that change is forced on all governments. It's just as powerful as the COVID joke, where we don't have gender anymore. And was I shocked in any way, shape, or form to find out in the Wycliffe Bible, it had that specific thing in Colossians 3. In the Wycliffe Bible, in verse 11, where is not male and female? That just set me down, because it's not in other versions. They don't mention that part. They leave it out. And this is one of the big things we're faced with as we enter the end of the biblical age, because everything that God made, carbon-based life, the tree of life, is to be usurped, destroyed, conquered, so we can have the other tree, the tree of knowledge, which I firmly believe is silicon-based life. And it's an insidious form of life, because it's not life as we know it in any way, shape, or form. But we can have minutiae particles through our body, various cells streaming through, DNA, RNA, and all other kinds of building blocks. It too has building blocks, nanobots, that can enter, eat, devour, destroy, change, alter our very existence as life, conquer it on a microscopic level, and turn it into something else. And of course, when you're turned into the robot, robots can be dressed as male or female, but they really have no gender, because they're not a reproducing unit like we are. So that's not necessary. It's immaterial. So that's just an earth-shattering type of thing, is why is it there and why isn't it in other places? So what I learned about Wycliffe was that he was a heretic. They dug up his bones a good decade plus after he died to burn them as a heretic. But the big thing was, he didn't have a license. You had to be licensed to do work like that, because it's very important. You have to carry on the narrative of whatever power was in force. And being an independent and a free thinker, he just translated the words to the best of his ability as he saw them in their original format. And one of the other versions at Bible Gateway is the Orthodox Jewish Bible, where they don't translate some of the Jewish words. They just put them in pidgin English so that you can pronounce them and look at them. And that was even more shocking, because other words are there that make a whole lot of sense in the modern era. So one of the big translations there is we slay, put to death, members, referring to perhaps a certain piece of a male anatomy, and have deals with debauchery, fornication, and all the things that maybe certain churches adore until they get caught. But the big thing is, Adam, in those days, meant mankind, not the male gender. And when it talks about that, it talks about the two life forms that exist. There's ours, the old, unregenerated humanity, Adam Hakad Moni. And I may not be pronouncing that right, but that's the one. And then instead, we get changed into a new one, Adam HaChadash, the renewed one. And Many pastors will be preaching that that is our new regenerated bodies after we are transformed, or use the word resurrected. And when I was listening to a sermon on that last week, you know, I was just saying, this pastor is describing something, you know, that could very well be an AI robot. So what is the Ha-Chadash? So it's more translated into something that is mystical, magical, or perhaps a being created from those microscopic nanobots. So the man and the woman, we have Ivani nor Yehudi. So the root of course, the Ivani seems to be Eve, which means womb. And the Yehudi is a male gender term. So that's where Wycliffe most likely got his, there's no male or female anymore. Those are very important little things to have. And they also talk about the worlds, the present physical world, the Olam Hazeh, and then the new world to come, the Olam Haba. So those are very important things to look at, the roots of the words, to see what they're telling us, and not to have someone else do our thinking for us, our writing for us, based on a political power structure that hasn't been around for a very, very long time, with people who occupy this political power structure that we don't even know who they are anymore. Because I'm sure a lot of you can't even rhyme off who a lot of those British kings were back then, and what were the significant things in the world at the time. So that's what took me down that road, and it was shocking. And then in Thessalonians 1, when you look at those original words too, a lot of people substitute in the modern era, you know, simpler words, but there's a very distinct words there that we have Messiah, we have God, and we have Lord. Adonaiu, Lord, Messiah, in the same verse, two different concepts. And then God. And then a time when it's probably not going to be too pleasant for us. They talk about the being snatched up into the clouds to meet Adonaiu, which in a previous verse is Yeshua. And I look at the clouds now in a totally different format from when I was much younger, because now we have these computer clouds. We have a whole new dimensional space that didn't exist before, or maybe it did. We just didn't have access to it because we hadn't built the machines yet. But I look at that cloud as being a very dark, dangerous place. And if we tread into that cloud, can we ever get back? Or will we be prisoners until Yeshua comes to release us with those that remain? I stumbled across a really great movie. It's a few years old now. And it just discusses all this stuff. And it was a box office flop, they say. It cost $100 million to make and $103 million, or pardon me, $103 million to make, and it garnered around the same amount. So it basically broke even. Johnny Depp's in it. The movie's called Transcendence. And it's all about this. It's well worth watching. And unlike a lot of modern movies, it's not just full of vile filth and trash and swearing and all this sort of thing. It's actually a bit of brain candy to show you what happens. Johnny Depp is the master professor who's working on all this artificial intelligence. He's soon to die, and they upload his consciousness to a computer. And the surprise, picked it up quite quickly, is about 7 minutes, 40 seconds into the film, he's in a campus discussing this to a mass audience. They pan the audience. Who's sitting in the audience to get a big close-up shot? Elon Musk, the man who wants to load your consciousness into the cloud. So I look at this as a magnum opus, in a way, of where they want to go. And it was not the best of worlds that they created. Of course, you get eternal life. They heal the sick. They inject you with little nanobots, and the nanobots self-replicate and correct all the errors in your body. They make the blind see. They heal wounds quickly. So in a combat scene, some of these changelings are shot. And within a very short period of time, nanobot materials come from the ground, go into their bodies, and heal their wounds, and they get up stronger, faster, and better. They're like the $6 million man, if you ever remember something like that, for abilities. That is quite the offering that they want to present the world. And in spite of the usual graft that politicians take, I would expect that if that was put on your plate, did you ever look at, you know, in the last election, remember Hillary? Try not to, but you remember Hillary? Sometimes she looked like she was 110 years old, like she couldn't walk, she's stumbling and stuff like that. They have other pictures, and okay, yeah, you can do like the classic old airbrushing for a photo or something, but there isn't a wrinkle on her face. Where before she would look like, you know, the Hagged Witch or something, and then in another photograph, it's just skin without any interruptions anywhere. And I noticed that right away. I'm even speculating, was that even her, or have they made an android? They have the technology. Joyce and I did stuff like that in the Norwegian shooting back in 2010. Because you have this guy, Anders Breivik, and he's like Mr. Commando, and he can go everywhere, kill everyone, do anything. And, you know, he's just unbelievable as the ultimate warrior soldier for some guy who's just some guy. And then I started to think about that. I wondered, so I looked into the robotics and the technology. And then I found, like, news presenters in Japan, they're passing off robots. So they show one in the flesh with her robot double beside her. And, of course, the robot isn't as animated as the living flesh. So you can see the difference, but on TV, you might not. And the technology was there for a lot of other uses, for robot doppelgangers. And sometimes when you see Hillary doing the funky chicken, you know, at an interview and her eyes shorting out and buzz, click, this does not compute, waving her hands in the air, is that Hillary or was it a robot? Is that part of the reason we have to wear masks now? Because you can insert artificial life in with the rest of us and no one will really notice, especially if they're wearing sunglasses too. You just won't see anything. That was another thing that was cool about looking in that old Bible too and doing research on it. Part of the research is, you know, for the word for the resurrection was just awe-inspiring, really. In our era, it's very, very profound. In their era, it may not have been. And that is what makes it chilling. It was called Tekiat. And we know the root of that word now, tech. But in the old world, they may not have known that. So is Tekiat where they're taking us? Into this new world order, a tech-dominated world order? So the rabbinical scholars that did research on this just don't have any background material about where this word came from or what the concept is. And they're the experts of the experts in the language and the history. But it was put in there. And sometimes, you know, I wonder, and I don't really wonder, I firmly believe that we are fighting a war that we've all lost, a war that we are captured in. We're all prisoners of war in this war everywhere. The levels of incarceration vary from place to place, feeble government to feeble government. But by and large, we are prisoners in our own home. Saved a lot of money building FEMA camps. Until the next step, perhaps, when we have to isolate certain segments of the herd for more profound reasons to control us. And that part of the herd will be put in something akin to the concentration camp or the FEMA camp. You know, Canada has just approved today, I hear from my phone company. Not that I have a phone that could even have an app. I think two cans with a wire are good enough for me. But you can download this tracking app. And I just can't even imagine that people could be so stupid to do that. But I've heard people talk like that. Well, it's from the government. Well, that's the worst source to get it from. If anyone's read the book on genocide, hundreds of millions of people in the 20th century were killed by their own government. It's written by a University of Hawaii professor, so it's easy to find. You know, you look up genocide, government, and University of Hawaii, it should be the first page of pics coming back at you. And it's just chilling, absolutely chilling, how many people were murdered by their own government. You see, they had a tracking app a long time ago, too, back in Nazi Germany. You had to sew a yellow star on your jacket. And then they were able to track you. And they got into a situation, too, where there was no buying or selling, whether you had it or you didn't have it. And the government took your assets and then took you. And we're supposed to be as unsuspecting children that this can't happen again. But I read IBM and the Holocaust, and I learned what the tattoo on your arm was. That was the code from the data card that went through the Holarith machine, the mechanical sorting device. It's the same card they used in the early computers with little punch holes in them to tell the useless eaters from those that are not. It's just digital now, and you can't see it unless you have eyes to see and ears to hear. And that's why you come to Power Our Nation, because we do, we have, we share, we work together, we change paradigms, we survive, because we're not going to be prisoners of the New World Order. See you on the other side of the break. I'm George Freund. This is Power Our Nation.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with olive oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that olive oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829. As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Foods, Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Break the bond of Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
you know what my mission was when I started this, when I was so excited? I still am excited after 21 years. I said, anybody who's got mouth must use Vitamer toothpaste and mouthwash if they want to stay healthy. I'm going to make sure that it is available to anywhere I can put the product.
You got a lot of zinc in these products.
Zinc inhibits plaque growth. Zinc is also known to have an antibacterial properties. Also, zinc works to eliminate bad breath by destroying volatile sulfur compounds. Such an incredible product. And
wow.
I'm so proud to say my wife did that and saved my life, saved my mouth. And she is the mother of all the people who are using a Vitamer toothpaste and mouthwash in the world.
Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Buy from the good guys at theparamall.com. That's theparamall.com.
The Power Hour has been in existence since the turn of the 21st century. It is more critical than ever for you to sign up for our free newsletter and our breaking news. Simply text the word Power Hour to 22828 on your mobile phone or sign up when you visit thepowerhour.com. Our website again is thepowerhour.com or text Power Hour to 22828. Together, our legacy will live on for centuries.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at theparamall.com. That's theparamall.com.
Welcome back, Power Hour Nation. I'm your guest host from Canada, George Freund, taking you down the yellow brick road, heading to Oz to find out who is the man behind the curtain. It's not that I trust him. It's not that I like him. But he's pulling all the levers, making me dance. And I don't know what the next music's going to be. I'm not a big crypto guy. Never liked it. Mostly because I know we're going into a new world order, a one world state, probably the system of the Antichrist, based on the chips and circuits. And the robots, the artificial intelligence, would have to have a money system that's based on, of course, things other than anything else. Because that's their world, that's their life. You know, I came across an article a long time ago, and I'm glad I copied it and saved it, because, of course, like a lot of good things, it goes down the memory hole when the AI bots go through the internet and take things away, or maybe the originator dies in a car crash or disappears, and after a while he can't pay for his website and the links go dead. But this one, the real creator of Bitcoin is likely the NSA for the One World Government. The original person who has designed this has a name, and it's one of those AKAs, an alias, Satoshi Nakamoto. So that sounds really cool that you got some techno geek somewhere. But when you look at what that's built from, Samsung, Toshiba, Nakayama, and Motorola, and they take segments of all that, put it together to make a cute name and say that was the originator. So in this article, the big bet is it was the NSA. And the banks were in on it right from the very beginning because it's a long-term strategy. If you're going fishing, especially deep sea fishing, and you want to get something really, really big, like you got to bait your hook well. And it takes time. It takes time to get it on the hook. It takes time to play it, to tire it, to wear it down, until you can haul it in the boat. Then the knives come out, and you got yourself a meal. It's like that with the humans, too, when you go hunting them or baiting them. You have to bait the hook, and one of the biggest baits you get is, you're going to make money. But I read that book, the Bible, and it said, what does it profit a man to have all the money in the world at the cost of his soul? So even at a very young age, I realized, you know what? I kind of like my soul, and I don't care how much money there is in the world. I shun it and turn my nose at it to a great extent. I buy all kinds of secondhand stuff or get stuff given to me for free. I keep it and treasure it, you know, like it came from a fine museum or the top-of-the-line furniture store or something, because it came with love from somebody's heart, and that has more value to me than anything that may cost thousands and thousands of dollars and be all shiny and cute. I buy used cars, put my own Band-Aids on them to keep them going, or I guess the big thing would be duct tape or something. And I'm happy with that because the good Lord has provided it, and it's good enough. You know, there was a war a long time ago. It was called the War of the Revolution. And it's kind of hazy now. You know, what did you fight for? Like the Civil War we talked about last time. What did you fight for? Because everybody's dead and buried for like six generations from the last person who even remembered what it was about. But when you refresh your memory about what it was about, it's very clear and very obvious. You weren't fighting King George III. You weren't fighting the British military, the British government, the British Parliament. They were the vessels to squeeze you. Parliament was forced to pass the Currency Act to give you fiat money garbage over the gold and silver coins of your realm. You had no representation to deal with it or talk about it. Yes, those are issues. King George was mad. Yes, it's good to have a mad king or a mad disabled president. And that's why Biden is just the perfect choice. Even if he was dead and they had to prop him up behind a curtain, it's fine because other people run the world. They're just the patsies and figureheads. So who was pulling the strings? The same family that's pulling the strings today. It's just now the roles are reversed. Back in those days, America was an ingrate like Libya, Iraq, North Korea, Syria. There was a list of nations that don't have a Rothschild-controlled central bank. The pariahs of the world. And the rebels didn't want a Rothschild-controlled central bank either. And it flip-flopped through American history, the first national bank, the second one. When the Fed came up, they didn't go for the third. They just called it the Federal Reserve. But you have to have a Rothschild-controlled federal bank. So now instead of Britain being the leading edge to coerce, conquer, and defeat nations to accept this bondage and usury, the American government does it, making up all kinds of stories of terrorism, spreading freedom, and all these other things. But by and large, that's what it's always been about. That's been the stasis of alternative media, was to take on the banksters, to liberate us into financial freedom. And I fear the crypto is just another trap. Mr. Rothschild may have invested a lot of money in it, but it's to suit his end, to finally get us under control and capture us. I don't look at that as any victory. I don't see it as anything I'd want to put my money into, because I remember, even though I'm not American, but I remember what the Continental Army went through. Hell. Privation, starvation, wounds, disease, tatters for clothes in the winter. Just to spend one night out in those cold winters with your uniform, if it was even as much, falling apart, holes in your shoes, freezing in the dark, wet, cold, hungry, waiting to defend and establish a nation. Nobody was saying, well, maybe a couple were saying, but nobody was saying too much like, you know, hey, if we just put our money in with these other guys, we'll be rich, and it's going to be nice and calm and easy. We sit inside, keep warm, have nice, fine linen to wear, and the hell with it. Well, that's the problem. It's to hell with it. It's like I always talk about General McAuliffe at Baston, when he was forced to surrender, or pressured to surrender, he had a one-word answer for the Germans. Nuts. And as they try to squeeze us and force us into submission and make us crawl and beg in our own homes and our own land, nuts. The gloves haven't come off yet. Hopefully they don't have to. And just education and pressure from what the commies would call the proletariat are enough to convince these swines and dogs we will never submit. We will never submit to this tyranny that you have planned, because it's the absolute abrogation of everything that defines us as human and free. It makes what happened in 1776 look like a joke by comparison. Funny thing about this movie, too. Always big on codes, you know. There was another great movie that predicted the Gulf Oil disaster, the Fukushima quake. Talked about that on Power Hour way back when. But there's a picture of Johnny Depp. You can find it online. I put it on my blog site, conspiracy-cafe.com, where he's standing in front of a big pile of numbers. So when you go across them left to right, don't mean much. And people have, because I've seen the image searched on the internet. But when you go from top down, it's really cool. One of them is one of these antibodies they use in doing testing for inoculations. And another one was a death toll for a certain disease that's the talk of the town now. Isn't that interesting? It was 2894, 28,940 deaths. For the reason that began the pandemic, in an article skewed in time. Very, very interesting how Hollywood always seems to have an in with the Twilight language when they want to inform their people about what's going on. We got a bit of news, of course. China to take countermeasures as Taiwan prepares for U.S. officials' visit. It's really interesting. China, how they always pretend to be the handmaiden to some white-coated, garbed prince or princess, walking the moral high road. Well, in their own land, they're the last of the terrible three surviving states. Communist Russia changed and morphed into something that is far less drastic. Hitler's Germany was squashed out, but Mao Zedong's China still lives. Not as ruthless as they were before, but with the teeth and fangs still intact. And somehow, they walked the moral high road. At least 137 killed, 5,000 injured in the Beirut explosion. Daddy always used to have a saying, no smoking in the dynamite shed. And there was a great image on the internet about that that I saw. But somehow governments think that they're immune from safety laws. Oklahoma City, I think, had explosives stored in the building from the BATF. You think because you got a badge and you got power, you know, you can pack stuff up around there and everything's fine. Well, it's not fine. Not with that much stuff. Tell you the truth, that should have been so far out of Dodge that you'd have to name a new town. But they always think that they can do it and get away with it, like they think they can enslave us and get away with it. Some things can change very quickly. A lot of people were saying it was a mini nuke or this or that. Well, it's easy to say because they have no experience at looking at an explosion, just by looking at the smoke and the light. That doesn't necessarily mean anything. Even a large conventional explosion will put out a mushroom cloud, sucking in air from the bottom, spitting it out at the top. The thing that's going to make it or break it is what the Geiger counter says at the bottom. Then you know for sure. India slams China's attempt to raise a Kashmir state. One of the big things that's never talked about in the news, because you're not allowed to talk about things that are go bump in the night or probably really drive what's going on in the planet, But as I was looking at the Chinese and Indian borders, a lot of these places were significant locations of what you would call paranormal activity, UFO sightings, weird things, stuff you'd hear on Coast to Coast AM. Is that what they're really for? Because, you know, you're out in the middle of nowhere. What could possibly be there to say, you know, that you're going to basically risk your whole nation, countries, go to war over a little bit of land that is so isolated and remote that, you know, it might take 500 years before it's ever developed into anything, anywhere, anyhow, unless it's what's underground that we can't see and don't know about that's worth fighting to the last slice of bread. U.S. imposes Libya sanction on three individuals, entity in Malta, the Treasury says. Well, see, there's that other country. You didn't toe the line. You didn't submit willingly to Lord Rothschild. You didn't get on your knees and beg and bow. You tried to put together a coin, an African dinar, to not just not go with that type of banking system, but to actually get back to honest money, like the kind of money that founded the United States, the coin of the realm. Imagine how rich those coins would be if Gaddafi got that off and everybody had real little gold dinars, like triple the value of what they were when they were minted or something. You'd be doing all right. Lebanon on the brink. Yes, indeed. Lebanon is a staging ground, always has been, for the wars in the Middle East. A lot of people can come and go and work in there. And, of course, other countries in the area aren't going to take that lying down, and they are known to take action. And sometimes, if you're smoking in the dynamite shed, that doesn't mean they didn't help you light an extra match to get it going. But time will tell. Melbourne enters Australia's toughest virus lockdown. We'll be doing a lot of that with Jack. But from a video I watched on that, from the news articles I watched on that, you know, those who give up their liberty for security deserve neither. And I wonder if that's ever been translated into Australian. What they're forced to live in almost makes China look like a step up. That you're stuck in your house for 6 weeks, no excuses, the army's going door to door. They go, oh, it's just a door knock. And then they come out with those cute little Orwellian sayings that, you know, just drive me. Like, they got a picture of the police commissioner there, and he's in his uniform. He looks just like someone who came out of an Orwell novel, where if you just put a little crooked cross somewhere, it's not exactly like the Nazi uniform, probably a little more Austrian. But you're still a fellow traveler. And they got those little triangles on there for Victoria that looked like something that came from the Orwell novel, their big group, Ingsoc. Staying apart keeps us together. Yes, big brother. Yes, big brother. More people are going to die from the consequences of this lockdown than are ever going to die from this disease. And in some places, they've had nothing. Three parts of communities outside of, I believe it was Victoria, had zero cases, and they're forced in lockdown. Not this bad a lockdown, but they're forced in lockdown. Zero cases, not death. Zero cases. It's insane. And you got to go through the Iron Curtain to get from one state in Australia to the other. You might as well go through Checkpoint Charlie in Berlin. Back in the good old days. It's probably a better trip. You can say Tavarich to one side and Achtung to the other, and you're across. But here, brother killing brother, brother tormenting brother. Was it like that in the concentration camps? They selected their own police from inside of Jewish people to call them the capo. You get a little special treatment, a little bit extra, to oppress your brothers and sisters. Lead them down the garden trail. You know, there was that big soldier in New York. He's still on the internet. You know, you look him up. I think he was a Marine, too. You got to be a Marine to do stuff like that. He was humongous. He's like, you know, one of those redwoods from on the West Coast. And then NYPD are just smacking people around and knocking them silly and some event back in the good old 9/11 days. And he's coming down the street and he's just seeing all this stuff. He's going, like, wait a minute. I thought I was fighting for my freedom. I joined the Marines to protect my country, to keep it safe. And look at what these guys are doing to our own people. And he was humongous, like I say. And he goes up to them, challenges them. It probably would have took a bulldozer to knock him to the ground. He was that big. And they realized that. It's going to be a few broken bones we try to tangle with this guy. It's not just that he's big, but he was a Marine. He knows how to fight. And he was wearing his uniform, too, going out on the town. And he just told them flat out, there's no honor in this. And there's no honor in locking up your own people for nothing except fear and a government that should be locked up. Because they're probably looting the store, item one. But two is they're oppressing their own people and violating any civil liberty as it's ever been known and ever will be known with reckless abandon. And enjoying it, absolutely enjoying it. October surprise, Trump says COVID-19 vaccine possible before Election Day. Well, who would have thunk? I heard Fauci in the car on the way here saying, you know, we've been preparing for this since 2005. And that dirty Trump guy derailed us. It's like wrestling. It's fake. They've been planning this since the devil first had his name put in Scripture. They've been planning for this. Make no bones about it. And they want this vaccine. Because I believe that's the baby that puts those nanobots in your body and breaks you from your connection with your God who made you. You know, if it was 1776 and George Washington was alive, I don't think you could see across the street for the smoke. Admittedly, those old muskets put out a lot of smoke. But I don't think you'd have seen across the street for the thickness of the smoke. Just for talking about it. Never mind doing it. Trump doubles down on message of support for Ghislaine Maxwell. Well, at least, you know, he was probably doing all the things all them other people were doing. But at least he's gentleman enough to say, you know, I wish you well, madam. She's got a lot of explaining to do. And she probably won't see the light of day again in her lifetime. So was it worth it? Was it really worth it? I'm just happy to walk in God's Eden with my dog and do my praying the way the Bible says. The way God says. At his footstool. You see, that's the funny thing. Daniel talks about, oh, the churches don't do nothing. And I brought this to your attention last year sometime. It's in the Bible. God calls people who go to church the uncircumcised. Because he can't swear at you like a drill sergeant in the Marine Corps. But that's got to shake you. He's got to grab you by the ears and shake you a little bit. Because you say you love God and you worship God, and he calls you uncircumcised. You know, if my mother called me something, I'd say, well, I think I better think about that long and hard. Especially if she's got a wooden spoon in her hand. And come to terms with what's being said there. So I do a lot of my praying out in that footstool. And I'm glad of it. And it smelled so beautiful this morning. All those lush greens, the trees, the plants. It was just euphoria. It was that beautiful. Watching people growing things in God's good earth and pulling them out of the soil to sell and harvest. Was amazing. You know, do read the 15 commandments in Exodus. There's five more at the bottom. No altars. No steps up to the altar. No gold, no silver. And if you have an altar, it's two unhewn stones. You tell me there's a church anywhere in America that's got two unhewn stones and some good old-fashioned terra firma dirt in it, I'd be surprised. Because you're smarter than God. You can tell, Father, sucks to be you, but I'm doing it my way, just like Frank Sinatra said. And then as we described in 2 Thessalonians 2, God brings strong delusion to you. Because there's a slight error in your judgment. but do it your way, and I'll stick that big needle somewhere and turn you into a robot. Forrest Gump said, stupid is as stupid does. Forrest Gump was quite smart. I changed my ways and asked for forgiveness. Joe Biden, unable to answer softball questions. You know, there was an old Star Trek, or Star Trek original series. They say that Gene Roddenberry had connection with the aliens, so he knew all the things that were coming, and that's why these episodes were put out, to give you an idea. And Joe Biden could be in the Hitler issue, where Hitler's drugged and he sits in a glass cabinet with a microphone in front of his face, and they play tape-recorded stuff. It's all you need to be president. That's the best president you could ever have, because he can't fumble or screw anything up. New survey confirms second wave of U.S. layoffs is well underway. Well, that's just part and parcel of it. They're destroying the global economy. That probably doesn't mean a whole lot to you right now, because you don't have those horrible pains in your stomach that are so bad you wish you could shoot yourself. But you haven't gone hungry yet, or maybe not that hungry. But that's part and parcel of what all this is about. You got to catch on. You got to catch up to the predators. They're evil predators. They're all over the world. It's time. It's Power Hour Nation. I'm George Freund, and on the other side of the break, Jack Mullen. Take you places. Freedom. Liberation.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Does Big Pharma have a hold of you? ThePowerMall.com believes everything the body needs is provided by nature, unlike prescription drugs that aren't meant to cure but cover up your symptoms and contain addicting chemicals. Strauss Heart Drops are 100% all natural. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops by calling Jay at 1-877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at ThePowerMall.com today.